AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast. We spoke to an Australian musical legend, Richard Clapton. He lived on the Goldie for a while at Tambourine Mountain, him and his lovely lady. He played with Neil Young, or went on tour with Neil, and had a great story about the Rolling Stones.
Ladies, I know the sisterhood unite, but I can't stick up for you when you're drunk. I got harassed last night. You can hear the story.
Yep. You do, certainly did. And also State of Origin on Sunday. Bridge isn't happy with State of Origin on a Sunday. But I tell you, we had Wally Lewis, the king. And didn't he put a bit of a joke into it?
Wake up with AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Morning, Rodney. Look, the numbers are just in. Yep. Just over $14,000.
Fantastic effort,
$14,000 yesterday at the Tweed Hospital.
How good is that? I think more money is trickling into as we speak. So.
Yeah, there certainly is.
Thank you.
And Rod, golf today. Ooh. We continue to Give Me Five for kids fundraiser. We've got a game at Club Park. Everyone's welcome to come down. Bridge, you're going to be manning the putt-putt.
Give it a red hot shot, I say.
Yeah.
I'm talking myself up, even though I fluke it every time. I'm going to talk myself up. Take me on.
Yeah. Come down. Join us. We're going to be there. Rod, you know when I've got a good golf game ready, I go to the cupboard and get 12 new balls.
Yeah. here we go. That normally means...
Well, I'm going to have a cracker.
Yeah. You're going to have a cracker.
There's nothing on the tee. Yeah.
There's limited amount of water there at Club Parkwood, but Spidey, you have an uncanny habit of finding most of it.
I've hit a couple of times and you just wait. You hit it and you go, uh-oh, here we go. And you wait and you wait. And I feel sorry for people who live on the golf course.
Yeah.
And then you hear this bang. And it's like, oh,
quack, bing. Quack. Quack, quack.
Time to get the bubble wrap out, folks.
I'm over in that house.
Hey, I don't want to be a downer, but we did forget to mention one of the all-time greats of Australian golf died during
Peter Thompson.
Thompson. He won five open championships. Not a bad effort.
Yeah. Five British Opens, and he was an ambassador for Australia. He was the president of the President's Cup team that beat the Americans, the only time that's happened, and a golfing journalist and broadcaster and, a legend of Australian golf.
Do you know what? I'm going to be at putt-putt, like my namesake, John Daly. You'll see me there with a fag out of my mouth and Jack Daniels in my hand, hey?
Sweet. We're going to be there.
Here we go. It's AJ Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
18-6 at Gold. Daily competition. Bridget up against Spider.
It's 2-2. Big week. Big day Friday.
Big day Friday.
Hey.
This is for the win.
I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Why?
Because if there's another bloody soccer question, which there has been every day, just because the World Cup's on. Excuse me, isn't there like a State of Origin game or something? Why does everything have to be about soccer?
Oh, yeah, I agree. We've had way too much soccer.
Okay, so there are three pieces of history and you need to use your name as a buzzer to see if you can guess the year. And then if you can't, Rod does. So we've got an old television show for you first up.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember who gave me that ring?
Dad!
Do you remember what he said to me when he gave it to me?
Father and son.
No. Yes, you
Mother
do.
Mother and daughter or something.
I wasn't there.
Trust you to be difficult.
I wasn't born.
Oh. That's the trouble with you young people. You don't care anything about marriage.
It's
called Mother and Son.
Oh, I was close.
I used to watch that with my grandma.
Yeah.
God bless you, grandma.
Name the year it premiered. Mother and Son.
Now, Maggie...
when was television invented?
Maggie died... quite a few years ago now, about 10 years ago.
About
Maggie,
10 years ago.
She's amazing. Maggie, what's her last name? Anyway.
I know, you got me stuck.
I know, sorry.
I
have to look it up.
Maggie Beer, but she's the chef. Maggie Beer.
Yeah, no. Okay, so.
Ruth Cracknell.
Thank you, not Maggie.
It's Maggie through me.
I loved Ruth Cracknell. Mm. Okay, so what year did it debut?
Mm.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
I will say, with me, with the fashion sense, and that was old. Geez, I'm great today with names. You know, the other one that...
we go after the year.
Yeah, all right, I'll just get to it.
This will be good when she has to work out who kicked the goal in the 1983 World Cup.
Are you going to have a guess or am I going to have a guess?
1986.
No.
A lot earlier than that. No. Spider.
What was it, guys?
1974.
Oh,
geez.
No?
No.
Okay. Television was invented about then.
Gary McDonald was Norman Gunston in 1974.
Thank you, Norman Gunston. That's who I was trying to remember.
Yes.
He was nine then, in 1974. Yes, Rod.
Look, I'd have a go at the mid to early 80s, 83.
Yeah, it was.
Hey.
And Bridgie wins closest to the pin.
Oh, okay, well, there's a soccer question. That's about as good as I'm going to get today.
Name that year. Here we go. No doubt with I'm Just a Girl. Name that year.
Oh. It would have been 90s.
Look, I'm just going to say Bridge with that. Oh, it's either early 2000s or no. Bridge 1999.
No.
97.
No.
Oh, geez. Now I'm on the spot. I remember the song. 93.
Yes.
Oh, and, wow.
No, sorry, you're wrong. 1995, but Peter, you're closer to the pin.
Oh, thank there you. We are. One apiece.
This is the decider.
Oh, well, who cares? If this is soccer, I'm walking out.
Soccer.
Our sporting question for today. You ready?
Yep.
I'm just about to walk out.
Name that year.
There it is. Referee Gomesol blows full time. How sweet it is. Steve Bortimer's face tells it all. New South Wales 3-1. Queensland 14. Oh. The Blues wrap up the State of Origin series.
There we go. We've got the State of Origin game two on Sunday. New South Wales win their first Origin series. Their first Origin series.
Yeah, so Steve Mortimer. Oh. Steve Mortimer was there.
Yep.
By the sound of the crowd, it sounded like it was a long time coming. Bridge 85.
Yes, it was.
Oh.
Bridge.
Oh. Exactly where I was gonna go. That's great work.
Oh, I had a soccer joke ready to go. I thought it was so going to be soccer. Do you want to hear my soccer joke of the
week?
Yes. What's the difference between Italy, the Italian soccer team, and a teabag?
Oh.
The teabag stays in the cup longer.
Hey.
Hi, this is Kylie from Eleonora, from 5 cents to $5. The month of June is about raising money for life-saving equipment for the children's ward of our local hospitals. Donate now, please. Give me fireforkids.com.au.
Yeah, little Kylie and Luke came in, and we chatted to Kylie about Luke about a couple of weeks ago. It's 4 minutes to six at goal. It's all about the Golf Fest at Parkwood.
Yeah, it's going to be huge today. Club Parkwood, head down there. It's the home of the Gold Coast Titans, but they've got golf simulators. They've got the, Bridge, you're probably on the same page as me. I reckon the best mini putt or the putt, whatever you want to call it, in Australia. Two courses, 36 holes. It's fantastic.
I can't wait today.
Yeah.
And look, I'm happy for someone to beat me, but give it a red hot shot, I say.
Yeah, special $2 meals for all the kids. So we're going to be down there. L is going to be broadcasting from 9 o'clock and then AV. So 9 till 3, we're all going to be down there. And then we've got the big golf day as well, which myself and Rob McLeod's teeing off around about midday.
Is it an omen that if you have new golf balls, that's pretty much guaranteed you're going to lose them all?
Well, I remember a coach said to me once, Stan Ells, he said, when you get on that tee, like when you go on a footy or whatever, when you stand on that tee and there's a big water hazard in front of you, don't go for the old ball because you're talking yourself that you're going to hit it in there. Get out the new ball and say, have belief in that I'm going to hit it straight over.
Okay.
I go for the new ball. I hit it straight in.
Right.
All the time.
You get the yips. How often do you cheat at golf, Peter?
Oh, look, it's one of those games you don't really cheat at. But
you might nudge the figures a bit.
I don't nudge the figures. Maybe the ball just away from a stump every now and then. Just the old foot wedge and the hand wedge comes in very, very handy at certain times of the day. We all do it. But now, four ball, best ball means that everyone hits off and you hit from whoever hits it the best.
Is that Ambrose?
Ambrose.
Right.
So there you go.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun day.
There's no pressure on me then.
Yeah, it's a fun day and it's a good day of, let's say you stay hydrated. You don't dehydrate in one of these days.
I call it Santa Claus that comes around in his little truck.
Yeah, he's got a good truck.
He does have a good truck. Now, can we please tell everyone, too, that due to technicalities with the helicopter, the ball drop part of it, which is a spectacular display, that's not happening until July the 4th.
No.
So just a few weeks' time, and then the big ball drop is happening, so then there's more money to get some more balls and raise some more money.
Well, you can keep buying balls, 13, 27, 10. Yes. They're $20. We're going to be up and about. We're going to be travelling around a fair bit over the next week selling the balls, but, Rod, you're looking forward today. Rod does cheat.
No.
It's a gentleman's game. One's honour must come in.
What's your handicap, Rod?
At the moment, it is 7.2. I've blown out a little since Cold Knobs.
Ooh. Oh. You were a solid 4.
I enjoyed the lofty heights of 4 for about 2 weeks, so I've got to confess.
We're off to Parkwood today for Golf Fest at Parkwood. For the Gold Coast's best value golf membership, visit theclubparkwood.com.au.
If fishing fails, get into scales.
How you going?
How you going?
Whoops, Daisy. Microphone's at home. 6:15. How you going?
How you going?
Is that the best pickup line you could ever hear from a woman?
How you going? I was just telling them then that it's Pofleno and a mullet down the runners on a Friday afternoon picking up the shore.
Hey, Herb, I love your promo because it says here, fishing fails, go to scales. Mm. Again, you're Struggle Street on Friday. You went out there for the fun of it, got absolutely nothing.
Oh, no.
You are on Struggle Street. You haven't got the yips. We're not saying the yips at the moment. But for anybody else there that might want to try and have a bit of luck, because everyone else is catching fish. You talk to Birdie, he's catching fish. Luke Bradham's catching fish. Herb, just nothing at the moment. Where can you go? Well, where don't you go so we know we can go there and catch fish?
Well, I'll tell you where I went. You don't go there this weekend and you should be right, eh?
Right. There we go. Good. Perfect. Bring it on.
Went to the Seaway with some live bait. Got nothing. Went up the middle of the broad border with some live yabbies. Got nothing. Mm. Went up the pin with some big live baits. Got nothing. So if you avoid all them places this weekend, there's a fair chance you're going to catch a cracking feeder. There's been some nice snapper around. There's been plenty of brim around the rock wall. There's been some nice cobia out in the reef. There's fish everywhere. Everywhere I ain't.
I get it. But what about, okay, are the crabs having a little nine-eye? Are they hibernating because it's cold?
Yeah, look, the mud crabs will start to slow down a bit. You will get quality, but not quantity at the moment. They are nice. I've still got, I reckon, another 2 crab and trips left in the season. But at this time of the year, the best crabs to eat at this time of the year, the sand crabs start to come on, but the spanner crabs are what you want to eat this time of the year. Beautiful. They come from out at sea, they come up orange, doesn't mean they're cooked, but you can get them down at Scales if you don't have spanner crab traps, and they're the tastiest little morsels that I call them the poor man's lobster, the old spanner crab. They're beautiful.
Yum.
Well, what about, you can't get much red claw around here, can you? You're a little bit further north.
Yeah. Red claw, more maroon dam, but it's starting to cool down for them too. They're like the mud crab. They like the warmer water, a bit of sunlight soap, a bit of rock melon, potato, in a little red claw trap. But you've got to go to them places like Maroon, Moongarra, Somerset, all that sort of places. You'll get your red claw, and they are beautiful on the barbie. Cut in half, sprinkle of herbs, a bit of olive oil, and then throw them on the barbie, and then a teaspoon of garlic butter as you flip them over. Oh, I could eat 50 of them.
Rock melon. I've never heard of catching anything with rock melon.
Yeah, I said that. Well, we used to catch all the little lobbies, and I used to do it as a kid in the dog walking park at Labrador. We used to go and catch them just for fun. And we used to use rock melon or sunlight soap. And I always ask my old mate, the king, why do you use the soap? And he says, Herb, they go in to have a little wash-up, a little bath, clean under the arms and all that. We pull them out, they're nice and clean, ready to eat.
Lisa should try that with you at home.
Thanks, Herb.
All right, have a good weekend, guys. Stay safe on the water. Over.
A very cool venue opens up today, and we were privy to be at the opening last night.
Magnificent.
Southport Sharks is really cranking, and they have a new rooftop bar at Mantra, which is the brand new hotel.
Yep.
chain and side of Southport Sharks. It's called the Avery's. So we had a great night, and look, I was driving, so I just had a light beer, and yep, that was pretty much it. And look, I know I have been this person, and last night was a very friendly reminder to pull my head in if I ever get like this again.
What happened, Bridget?
Yeah. I'm sorry, ladies. I try, but I can't stick up for you in this situation. Drunk women. Drunk women. When you're cornered by a drunk woman. I was cornered.
Get out.
I couldn't. Seriously, I think that's all they need. If you have a burglar on the run, or there's an escapee from jail, just get the drunk women out there. They'll corner these people and you will not be able to get out. No, it's true.
Yeah.
They can corner any kind of renegade out there in the street. You're done. You're done. Don't worry about police dogs. Just sick a drunk woman on the
How was she?
Red wine drunk.
So she
had the new
lips of red wine and,
yes,
and the teeth.
The crusty, the half the lip crust, little bit in the corners as well. But she started off by saying to me, tell me all about yourself. And I thought, and I said to her, ooh, this sounds very job interview. Didn't want to know a thing, and that's fine. I didn't want to really in particularly volunteer information to her.
How come you can't get out?
Because you don't understand. I was sitting down and this woman dragged her chair towards me, told me she was an energetic healer and all about her past from the day she was born. And
she was tuned in, tapped on.
Tuned in, tapped in, turned on.
Oh, yeah.
And how she could change the world and she was supposed to meet me in that exact place and nothing's a coincidence and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I just could not escape. Now, unfortunately, my partner Jamie doesn't know the code yet, so I'm grabbing his leg and he's just thinking I'm being romantic and I'm trying to...
He's holding my hand
and he's in another conversation and I am absolutely stuck.
If you don't show any public affection and then you grab their arm or their leg, they know something's going on. It's like, whoa, hang on, what's going on?
Yeah. That's true, actually, you're right. And that's what would happen with you and Cherie, right?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, that's true. Well, look, she just started to say that it was fine, that she wanted to change the world and she wanted many women on board and she can do it with crystals and healing and all this kind of stuff. And that's fine, but whenever I tried to talk, not interested at all and wanted to go on about herself. Yeah. Fine, that's fine as well. That's fine. But she honestly thought, and I know I've been at that stage too, where I've been that drunk that I think everything that comes out of my mouth is like Martin Luther King doing a speech.
Yeah.
That everything I say is as empowering as Winston Churchill. However, this woman just was going, we need to support women. We need to empower women. We need to be the voice of change. We need to... I'm like, honestly, I am... I need to... I don't know how. I was thinking of the old tunnel ball. Can I get through her legs? Can I do... What am I going to do? And then at the end, she says to me, you know what I think would be amazing? I think you would be amazing on the radio, she said to me. She said, and I know people on Gold FM. I know them. I don't know if you know that, but I know people on Gold FM. Yeah, that's right. She says, and my mum knows Bridge. You could learn a lot of Bridge. That was my exit. I thought, she doesn't know who I am. I don't have to be rude. See you later, lady.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Big day Sunday
yes,
night.
There's some big games. We're going to go through those very, very shortly. And a big call-up too for a former player coming back. But the Socceroos overnight, it looks like that we still have a chance to make the top 16. We drew with Denmark, so...
Had our chances.
Yeah, had a lot of chances, just didn't hit the back of the net, unfortunately. But at least they're there striking well. The cricket as well, what about that? What about Quinella, the soccer and the cricket? This is just bridges in... It's just hitting peak form.
All my dreams come through. Whenever it's 11-11, you know I make a wish. This is my wish right here. Yep. Keep it up.
And it got smashed. Well, the Aussies getting smashed points. Their pants pulled down again. Nick Kyrgios at Queen's Club actually is starting to win. He had a heap of aces. He's looking good leading into Wimbledon, which is magnificent. But the biggest games over the weekend, huge games. State of Origin, Sunday night.
What's the point of talking about it now? It's not till Sunday, quite frankly. Where's the build-up? I'm not excited yet.
Well, we're going to be talking after 8 o'clock with Wally Lewis, so...
I want to know what he thinks about the Sunday.
Yeah, you've got to get excited about it. It's still going to be huge. It's going to be a massive game on Sunday night. Queensland have to win, we know that. Also, the other big game, don't worry about the Suns versus Hawthorn in Launceston. The biggest game in Launceston this weekend... is the charity match for the Evandale Football Club with one of the greats making a comeback. That's me. I'm strapping on the boots for the Evandale Footy Club. I know. This weekend.
Peter.
Yes.
Hang on a minute. I'm concerned and worried.
You're concerned.
The last game that you said I am definitely never ever playing again was because it was in Tasmania. It was that full on. And during a melee, you would normally throw yourself into the mix. This one, you ran and hid behind the referee. It was so violent.
I know. And I've got to play again, Evandale, this weekend. It's going to be so cold. I'm too scared to look at the temperature. I haven't got boots that fit, so I'll run Puma. How's this? I rung Puma during the week and I said, I need a pair of boots. And the guy laughed and he goes, okay, he goes, can I make you a deal? And I said, yeah, because he knows that I still wear their stuff from 1998.
Yes.
He goes, you wore our clothes when they weren't fashionable. Now they're fashionable. Can you wear not your old clothes, some of the new clothes?
Hey, you know your old boots don't fit.
Yeah.
I need a new paddleboard, so can I have one?
you can fit a couple of people in those. So that's going to be the biggest game over the weekend. That's see nice. How I pull up.
Oh, Peter, let's hope you survive.
It is going to be absolutely freezing.
You'll be right.
I've trained well for it.
Crane Town, Evandale. Used to be a beautiful beautiful restaurant there at Evandale. Beautiful.
Trained?
No, not yet.
He doesn't know how to spell it, Bridge.
Oh, buddy.
I have some big news.
And Mark, on many occasions, looked at me and said, are we wrecking this film?
It was an act of pure evil.
I never thought I'd have to beg you for a cuddle.
What is it about Shanghai and Nick Kyrgios?
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridge's Feed.
5 to 7.
Every parent can relate to this. You get the phone call from your son or your daughter. Hi, mummy. Hi.
Morning, Caitlin.
Hello. What do you want? Oh, can I just borrow some money? I'll give it back.
Morning, Caitlin.
Well, a pestering son, he's 24 years of age. This is circulating everywhere at the moment. He has been banned in a court of law for contacting his parents for 5 years. He hounded them so relentlessly for money, he stressed them out that they were hospitalised due to stress. I'm telling you, 30 times a day.
Morning, Caitlin.
30 times. Now, this guy's a young father himself.
Yeah.
He was begging them for money and lying about what it's for. Everything from, I've got a job interview and I need a shave, but my shaver's broken halfway through. Then they'd go, all right, you know, and he'd turn up with a full beard and he'd spent his money on something else. And 30 calls a day. So they took him to court and they won.
Oh, that's
funny.
And
it'll do him the world of good. And you know what? If he is a young father, well, as parents always say, karma.
Yep.
Will bite you in the bum.
Yeah, Caitlin, my daughter, she was never that bad. But, yeah, she rung up and borrowed money just to go to a music festival overseas.
Oh, wow. It's tough, isn't it?
Oh, it's so funny.
It is tough going. Well, here's a new one, ladies. And sorry, but apparently we've got to stress over this bit as well.
Okay.
Everything has to be plucked and sucked and tucked and nipped and bleached.
Yeah.
There's new areas of bleaching too that I didn't even think needed it, but anyway.
Next level.
Next level. AJ's all over it. But in Hollywood, celebrities are paying $600 for a red carpet facial. How's this?
A what?
Come on. It gets worse. 2-hour facial exfoliation, hydration, oxygen, LED lights. You've got stem cell serum, venous freeze radio frequency. It tightens, it contours, it gets you ready for the red carpet.
Yeah.
And, okay, you ready?
I'm all ears.
Yeah, you are. A facial for your bum. For your bum cheeks.
Please.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
a facial
for your bum cheeks. Because they're saying, a lot of spas do it now for women who want to lift and tighten their booties and treat blemishes and breakouts, and it's all radio frequency. So now we have to worry about our bum. Oh. Not only your cheeks and our face, our bum cheeks as well, apparently.
It's called squats. Do a few squats. Yes. They get your bum looking good.
Yeah, they won't get rid of pimples.
Oh, they will.
I got an easy one. When I used to have a bath, you just like line the bottom of the bath with Aperi Apricot facial scrub and rub your bum up and down.
Yeah, take the water out and put soap in the bath and rub up and down.
Yeah, there you go. Just slip and slide.
As a kid.
Slip and slide and you'll be fine.
Thanks, Benji. It's everywhere. They're on social media. They're in the newspaper. They're on TV. They're on every radio station you listen to.
What am I
talking about?
I have no idea.
Plastic bags. They finished yesterday.
Plucky bags. Did you have a wake? Look at me. I've got a plucky bag inside a plucky bag. I have the Russian dolls of plucky bags here today as for my lunchbox.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's just a rot from the supermarkets. We've been talking about it for a long time. It's supposed to be for the environment, but the plastic bags you buy now are four times as good and can last four times as long in any water, that'd be so harder to break down. So it is just a rort. We know it's a rort.
Look, they're saying that the new ones are reusable. They're 15 cents. They're awesome. I use them and they're bought some on the weekend. Mm. And they're like the Aldi ones. But who's to say that the other plastic bags were not reusable? They absolutely were reusable. And you know what?
Of course they were.
I am all about the environment. Do not get me wrong. If this stops any more dolphins choking or turtles.
What, the new ones won't?
No, I'm just saying that whatever works is good. Now, tuck shops are trying to, at schools, are thinking of banning Glad Wrap. Look, this is a great start. I love it. However, my sneaking, smelly suspicion is that this is a cash grab.
Oh, 100%.
So explain that. But people, you're saying it's a cash grab. Peter's saying it's a rort. Explain to the people what you're talking about.
Because it's 15 cents to buy another bag at Woolies that they say are, in inverted commas, reusable.
Yeah.
Well, of course we're going to reuse it as we reuse the old bags.
Yeah, we used to pack our lunch in it. You used to take it to footy to put your footy boots in.
Yeah.
You used to put all your dirty clothes in if you're going camping.
Can you imagine how many golf balls Rod McLeod has put in a plastic bag from a supermarket?
There it is. One from Woolworths,
yes.
Featuring a watermelon and a beetroot motif.
Where's that made?
Yes,
They're made in Germany.
Yeah, they're made in Germany.
They're made in Germany,
so they've done what Aldi
This
done.
Is made in China, actually.
China.
Via Germany.
Yeah. And look, they are sturdy, they are good. But look, if you're like me, you just never remember to bring any of these bags. I have a boot full of them. You never remember to bring them into the shops with you. And we were saying around the brekkie table this morning, if you really want to help the environment, bring back the box. I'm going to start
bring back the box.
And also, remember the cardboard bags. Not the cardboard, like the sturdy bags.
Yeah, tucker bags.
The tucker bags. Hessian bags.
Yeah, the fruit bags. Remember
fruit
you take to the fruit market?
Bring all that back.
No.
And then I'll know you're serious about saving the environment.
You know what it is? It's complete hypocrisy. It really is.
I mean,
in the boardrooms of supermarkets, if you said, let's get rid of plastic bags for the environment, and then they bring in another plastic bag to buy for 15 cents, they're kidding, aren't they?
Yeah, of course. And I got stung yesterday. I was at Tweed City, and everywhere I went, even a news agency, and I needed a little bag, even if it was not a plastic. Yeah. You know when they put them in the paper bags?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, can I just have a paper bag? She said, oh, no. 15 cents. We don't have paper bags either. 15 cents for a bag. And then I went, oh, well, I've got to use my card for all this. And she goes, yeah, well, that's another surcharge.
What?
We're just getting ripped at the seams.
So is it a cash grab or people just don't like change? Massive furore that there's plastic bags gone from the supermarkets, but have they gone?
No. If you don't want to choke a dolphin, get rid of the bags completely. Why then charge 15 cents for another plastic bag? Because seriously, dolphins can't and turtles can't choke on those old paper bags. It's just like one of the diets I used to have, just eating like a paper bag.
Yeah, just I don't understand it. Let's replace plastic for plastic. It is nothing else but an absolute cash grab.
Mark of Main Beach, what's happened to you?
Oh, well, I was just in there and I just kicked in and I was talking to one of the young counter girls and she was telling me how everyone had been complaining all day about this changeover of plastic bags and I hadn't really given it much thought until she said she gave me another plastic bag and I had to pay 15 cents for it. And I thought, oh, well, what's the good of that? And then when I got out of the shop, got to the car, I happened to glance at the bag and it said made in Germany. Mm-hmm. I thought, we're trying to get rid of plastic, yet we're bringing it in from Germany.
Yeah, it's got to come over here somehow and either made in Germany or China, but just another rort.
Yeah. I think there's some of these big companies need to do a little bit more research on how they try to implement some of these. It's obviously a good idea, but I think there's been a bit more thought should be going on.
I think we totally agree with you, Mark.
Thank you. Thanks
Mark.
For your call.
Linda at Robina, what are your thoughts?
Hi. Yes, well, for a start, the fact is the law has been born by state government, so it's not actually Coles, Woolies or any of the stores.
No.
It includes every retail store, so every single plastic bag that came from Rebel, from Kmart, anywhere else, they're all going as well.
Well, what
so
about,
we're
sorry.
We're just going back to what it was years ago before plastic came in.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
I love to go around the yard and pick up my dog poop in my plastic bag, but I'm going to have to find something different.
But even the Rebel ones were good, solid plastic. They're exactly the same as the Coles ones.
Yeah. That's correct. But see, what happens with those big solid plastic bags, you don't use them once. They take the place of two plastic bags. They can take up to, well, I'd say probably about 5 kilo, which means you can use them over and over again. And when you finish with those plastic bags, you take them into Woolies or Coles to that green bin, throw all your soft plastic into the recycling, and it gets recycled all over again.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks, Linda.
Yeah, I'm sure people are going to be doing that.
They don't. There's that boomerang theory, and they don't do it. Okay, Bob in Palm Beach, what do you think? Is this just a cash grab, or is it really for environmental reasons?
A cash grab, like Spider said. Who do that when the new bags are still going to kill the sea life as well?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Bob. And Kerry in Pacific Pines, cash grab, or is this a great idea?
Well, it's a bit of both, Spider. I reckon, you know, it's good to get rid of the plastic bags. Obviously, yeah. It is an environmental problem. But I remember back in the day, I mean, fellow Tasmanian AJ would know, the old supermarkets called Rolf Voss. Remember them?
Yeah, the brown paper bags, mate. Yeah, bring them back.
Yeah. Well, why not? I mean, at least that's the... I mean, if people want to buy the bags, then fair enough, they've got that option. But also, bring back the old brown paper bag if you don't want to buy.
Yeah, good.
That's right.
Good fire starter.
Another alternative, that's right. Maxine in Helensville, what's your view? Is this just a cash grab, or they're actually doing it for the environment?
They're doing it for the environment.
Yes?
100%. This cash grab. But look, I shop at Woolworths, and for weeks you've been able to buy their environment-friendly bags for 6 cents each, or they'll be giving you 2 for 6 cents. And I have got so many, and you just get used to it every week. You go to the supermarket, I open up the boot, I take my bag out,
of course.
Get my shopping. You go to, I've been to Germany, you take your bag. You go to Tasmania, you take your bag. Just get over it, people. Just get with it.
Hey, Max.
Like a change.
Why have you got so many if they're reusable?
It's just, we'll be buying for 6 cents. Oh, well, and I use them. You might have to take them when you borrow your takeaway food. Who knows?
Well, Maxine, I think if they were serious, they shouldn't be selling more plastic bags. They should be selling cardboard boxes or not even selling it, giving you that. That's the alternative.
Go back to the brown paper bag.
That's right, Maxine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
17 to 8, Peter, don't do this.
No, I want to know, why do we have to abuse everything and wreck everything? And I want to say happy birthday to the donut. The donut turns 181 today. It was invented by Hanson Gregory when he had a piece of dough and he put a hole in the middle and fried it 181 years ago.
People are really concerned of how we put the hole in the middle. That's always been the question.
Well, unfortunately, he's no longer around, but they were called Old Cokes to start with before they were donuts. Old Cokes before they were called donuts. Why can't we just keep donuts simple? We have the cinnamon donut, we have a jam donut, and we have the plain donuts with either the chocolate and strawberry topping. Why do we have to then start abusing one of our best products that we all love to eat, the donut? Why do we have to have these glazed, your glazed, my glazed, everyone's glazed donuts, and then there's custard-filled donuts? That's not a duster. That's not a donut. That's a custard tart. And then Nutella-injected donuts.
Yeah.
And then you got green tea donuts, pizza donuts, jelly donuts, apple crumble donuts.
No,
apple crumble is a dessert. It's not a donut. Crunchy top donuts. And then you got Rocky Road. No, Rocky Road should be just on the shelves of Darrell Lee. It should not go on top of a donut. Bacon and cream cheese donut.
Yuck.
No. And Hanson Gregory, who invented the donut, I'm going to stand up for him and say, we don't want any more architecturally designed donuts. We want to keep it simple. Cinnamon, jam, and the toppings of strawberry and chocolate, and that is it.
Yeah, I'm with you on
that. Goes all the way back to the Simpsons and a poo at the Quickie Mart. He got it right.
Good morning. One donut with sprinkles and... wait a minute. These are not sprinkles, sir.
What do you mean?
You've clearly taken items from the candy rack and placed them on top of the donut in an attempt to pass them off as sprinkles.
Well, it was like that when I got here. It really was.
A Mounds bar is not a sprinkle. A Twizzler is not a sprinkle. A Jolly Rancher is not a sprinkle, sir. Perhaps in Shangri-La they are, but not here.
Oh.
You've been sprayed by Spider!
It's Gold 92.5's Give Me Five for Kids, helping sick kids of the Gold and Tweed Coasts. To find out more or donate, go to goldfm.com.au.
Life is a journey where you stumble and fall, but I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
And as a part of AJ Bridge and Spider Gold FM's Give Me Five for Kids, we're at a golf fest on at Parkwood today. More on that in just a moment. But a good friend of the Gold FM family, her name is Jodie. She runs a business and has done for many years in Labrador called Rent a Shed. What's going on, Jode?
So we're putting a fundraiser together tomorrow afternoon to raise some money for Give Me Five for Kids. It's called Bar and Bubbles. So we're doing a workout on the bars and then we're having champagne.
That is clever, Miss Jode. Reward yourself for the hard work.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah, so it's bright fluoro colours, and then we go to work out on the bar, $20 a purse, and you get some bubbles at the end, and we've got raffles, and, yeah, just great time to raise some money for you guys.
Beautiful. We love it, and you're always a supporter of Give Me Five for Kids. Whereabouts is it and what time?
It's from 2 o'clock, and it's at the Healthy Lifestyle Club at number 10, /25 Upton Street Bundle.
That's a sort of healthy lifestyle we like. Oh, bubbles and workout. That's fantastic.
Is brilliant. And also, Jodes, I mean, you've seen it firsthand. Your own children have been sick and grandkids.
Yeah. So time to give back and go for it. So that's what we're all about.
Good on you, Jode. Now, we were to have her ball drop today, but there was a little glitch with the helicopter. We had to get the okay, and that got held back. So we're having that on the 4th of July, the Gold FM ball drop. But today we're doing the Golf Fest at Parkwood.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Club Parkwood, so if you can get down there any time this afternoon, great specials on having a hit in the simulators, mini putt, and also the food. But if you want to play a round of golf, there's a spare spot on the Rob McLeod team.
Oh.
So give us a call, 13 27 10, and we know he hits a good, good ball.
Yes, he is on a handicap of 7. Used to be four.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me, Bridge. Jeez.
I always tell people you're 4. I didn't know that was only a 2-week period of your life, but hey... I've stretched that out for a good 10 years, Rodney.
Oh, I got to thank you for that.
Give us a call, 13 27 10, if you want a round of golf at Club Parkwood today. Teeing off at 12 o'clock, and I'm sure you'll be rehydrated by the end of it.
There we go. And if you want to take me on, I'm at the putt station. So go your hardest.
Have a crack.
Very good at putt, ladies and gentlemen.
One putt, Bridge.
Great man. Good morning, AJ Bridge and Spider with Wally Lewis. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Origin time again. Hard not to be excited.
Oh, well, Wally, a quick question. Have you got your Maroons jersey on or your scarf, Bridge? You got nothing on. Where's your Maroons jersey?
I've got the Maroons gear on, mate. Still got it on. I'm...
We just lost Wally.
We just lost him.
Oh, we did too. Oh.
At the crucial time. But I tell you what.
I'll tell you one thing, yeah.
Yeah. Camille, can you just get Wally back? But you were saying that we had all this lined up ready to go for Wally.
No, no. As you know, when's it change? Look, this is lyrics. On a glory night. That's right. On a glory night. When's
on a Sunday glory night.
Excuse me.
Okay.
I've never had to set a reminder in my phone that a State of Origin game is on. And that's what I have to do on Sunday. I'm scared.
How can you forget?
Why would I be wearing a jersey today when I'm 2 days out?
Because it's your passion.
I've got to go and harass strangers on a Sunday somewhere on the southern end because the tradition is gone, as you know. So, honestly, I'm really, really not happy with it.
Okay.
On a Sunday, I've got a feeling we're going to miss it.
Hey, Wally, are you happy? Wally, thanks for joining us. I think AJ pressed the wrong button. But,
no, it didn't drop down.
Did it just drop out? Are you happy with a game on a Sunday?
Game on a Sunday? I was probably a little bit surprised. Most people in rugby league think it'd be better to have it on a Saturday night, particularly if people from the bush wanted to make their way down.
Yep.
That's right.
Certainly, I work for Channel 9, and we couldn't be happier to have it on a Sunday night. I can guarantee that there'll be piles of people watching. But I think if it's going to stay on a Sunday, it'll take a couple of years to convince the people that it is the right time for it. I've got to say, though, I just got used to Wednesday night Origin footy. It was midweek. You were looking forward to it. The build-up was enormous. So
yeah.
It's going to take some time to convince everyone, though.
And as we're saying, the build-up at work or the school, you've got that, you know, big build-up. But I must say, as a Queenslander through and through, as you know, Wally, I'm not that confident. I'm about as confident as I am wearing a bikini in 2 weeks' time up in the tropics. I'm white, I'm pasty, I'm 5 kilos heavier. It's not good.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably hold the same. Well, not an equal amount of confidence as I have in previous seasons. Mm. I was going to drop a line then. Then I remember what the punchline was. it's a big one. But well, if I'm allowed to say anything, you giving me permission, are you?
Yeah, you're the king.
Well, and with all apologies to people that have only got one limb, I think I got a bit. A bloke said to me yesterday, "You Queenslanders got as much chance as a one-legged man in an ass-kicking competition, and not looking good for you."
Apologies.
This is what we love about Origin, Wally. But the thing is, can New South Wales back up being favourite? That's going to be the question, because sometimes when you're favourite, it doesn't always go your way.
Yeah.
No, that's for sure, mate. No, I've got to say that. New South Wales are certainly, they'll be under a little bit of pressure, but it couldn't come at a better time for them to be playing on their home track this one. They're looking pretty good. They gained a fair bit of confidence out of the victory in Origin 1, but sometimes backing up wins like that are a little bit tougher than you'd expect. So Queensland have just got to make sure they frustrate them, keep them out of the game, deny them time and space. The opportunities mightn't come along quite so often for them. And I think the Queenslanders have almost got to introduce a style of game that they're not used to playing themselves. And that's just kicking the ball at an early opportunity, turn the Blues around. They've got a massive forward pack, and it might be the opportunity for Queensland to just frustrate them. If we can keep them scoreless for half an hour or so, then they're going to start panicking and thinking, hang on, it was a little bit easier in game one for us. What's going wrong? So the opportunities that presented themselves in that opening match, I don't think are going to be quite so free for the Blues despite playing at home.
Right, but in that defensive situation, that's when it can wear out the players. So we don't want that for Queensland. But look, you look at New South Wales, whenever Tedesco gets the ball, I bite my fingernails off. Who am I looking at Queensland? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Who's the playmaker? Who is the dangerous one in the pack so far?
You've got to say that Billy Slater certainly does deserve to have plenty of credit with that. He's one of those blokes that I love watching him play. I don't exactly watch where the ball is at the moment, just watch Billy positioning himself. He's got the brilliance, the understanding, and he reads a game particularly well. He can just spot himself into a place. He'll go searching for the New South Wales players that perhaps when they're running back to get into the defensive line, they'll have their hands on their hips. They'll be blowing a little bit more than they were earlier in the game. So if they're tired, Billy will not feel sorry for them whatsoever. He'll just go charging, making sure that he puts it in at every opportunity. But the kid that I'm looking forward to seeing when he comes on, when we're talking about the tired players, is Ponga. He's a brilliant young player, an absolute superstar of the future, and this kid's got plenty of ability at all sports. He's one of those guys that if he didn't make it in league, he was ready to do it in rugby union and also AFL. He had some brilliant kicking skills as well. So he's just one of those blokes that when you watch him, you know that he's going to do something, sometime, someplace. The expectations of the crowd, certainly above the border here in Queensland, will be that when he gets an opportunity, he'll be charging at the big New South Wales forwards, that they'll probably be out to make his introduction to rep footy a little bit uncomfortable, but that could bring even better things for Queensland. This guy's a superstar. I heard a bloke say he's a superstar of the future, but is he old enough for Origin footy? And I said, mate, if you're good enough, you are old enough.
Hey, Wally, thanks very much. Hopefully on Sunday night you're reporting about the State of Origin, not some NRL player getting himself into trouble because he's got the weekend off. So good luck. We'll be watching you on 9.
All right, mate. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Wally.
It's Gold Money 2.5's Give Me Five for Kids, helping sick kids of the Gold and Tweed Coasts. To find out more or donate, go to goldfm.com.au.
Life is a journey where you stumble and fall, but I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
Hi, this is Richard Clapton from 5 Cents cost of $5. The month of June is about raising money for life-saving equipment for the Children's Ward of the Tweed and Gold Coast Hospitals. Give me five for kids. Donation info at goldfm.com.au.
Richard Clapton met some very famous people on the road in his career over the years, including the Rolling Stones. We'll find out more about Richard very soon here at Gold 92.5. Yeah, we had a huge day yesterday. Thank you so much for everyone that turned up yesterday at the Tweed Hospital. It was just an amazing community day, as hospital days are. In fact, our walks as well, right across AKs for Kids, just fantastic by the community.
Yeah, it was, and we've got to thank all our personalities and friends of the show that were tied up or chained into beds. Brenton Lawrence from the Titans, all these people raised well over $1,000 too. Aaron Winter from Hype Build, who is a former contestant and winner of House Rules. We had Councillor Gail O'Neill, got to thank her. Veronica, the regional manager of Southern Cross Credit Union, she did a great job. David McMaster, who is the doc down there, who
the head paediatrician.
He's
amazing.
Just a legend. Mark Borg from Harvey Norman Tweed Heads too. Thank him. And Kyle, who, you know, cerebral palsy, has been in a wheelchair for his life and got into a bed and raised some magnificent money. So we do shout out and say thank you to all those people. We raised well over $14,000 and it hasn't stopped.
Yay!
It hasn't stopped and it's about to raise its head again right now because Andrew Henderson, who was on the bed as well from John Henderson Real Estate in Mermaid. Mate, you're on the phone. You've got a few more contributors there. Thank you for being a part of it. And also contributing $5,500 so far. We missed a couple yesterday.
Yeah, we did miss a couple, AJ, but they've kept coming in since I've been released from being chained to the bed yesterday. And I must say the total is now knocking on the door of $9,000.
Yay! Well done!
We'll give a couple of them a mention, who the ones we missed out on yesterday.
Because the list is so long, but mainly Ostworld, a family-owned plumbing company there in Mollendina. They donated $1,000 yesterday,
wow.
So that also helped kick along. I had seven donations at $500, one from also Luke Henderson, my brother, the famous Gold FM Property Minute. he kicked in another $500. Andrew Eggleston, former chairman of the Turf Club, $200.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ashwell Pitstop was $200. John Dillon was $200. Even a couple of local politicians, Ray Stevens was out walking the beat yesterday and dropped in a cheque for $100. So it's good to see a local member out there in the community.
Let's wait to see if the cheque goes through, eh?
Well, I'll see whether it bounces or not, but I've got it in my hand. Pauline Young at $100, and even the real estate community got behind me. So it's good to see your fellow comrades in real estate with Scott Reed and John Reed, Eddie Waddell from Colossi Prestige, Adam Young from Black & Young, and even the CEO of the Professionals, David Crombie. So they've all chipped in with $100, $200 plus. So that's how we've got to that.
Thanks,
that
Andrew.
$9,000.
You're amazing. So we appreciate
you.
It.
I'm humbled by everybody's donation, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Henderson from Henderson Real Estate in Mermaid. Don't forget that tip too that was thrown out from Top Sport, who gave us $500. A solo mission in race 3, number 1 at Randwick tomorrow.
Load up. Yeah. If it's no longer fun, walk away.
There's a great man playing tomorrow night at Twin Towns. He's done it many times before. He's joining us now, former Gold Coast resident.
Girls on the avenue, they're trying to get you in.
Try and tell me you don't know that one, big fella.
No, I know that one. Because they play it at our... He comes down, he's a
Gold
funny
FM
man.
Live.
Gold FM Live. And he walks in with his little backpack.
Yeah.
He walks around everywhere with his little backpack.
He does. And his little dark glasses on, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's like his little gnome that just strolls the streets of the Gold Coast.
Yeah. Yes. Richard Clapton joins us on the telephone at 8:45.
Yeah, he certainly does. Richard, thank you so much for your time. Now, matey, people we talk to a lot, we like to ask you for a celebrity story, just something. Just tell us a story that no one knows about you, mate.
In the mid-'80s, I did a tour with Neil Young for about 6 weeks around Australia. And Neil specifically requested me to be support act for the whole tour.
Wow.
However, when they arrived in Australia, I immediately hit it off with Crazy Horse, his band, his lifetime band. Mm. And this was the 80s, the mid-'80s, when life was fun.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I didn't see Neil two or three nights. So we did two or three gigs, and I'd been staying up late with Crazy Horse pretty much every night. Anyway, we got to Sydney, and it was Sydney Entertainment Centre, and like I said, I still hadn't seen Neil, personally. And anyway, then I could feel this presence behind my amplifier on stage, and it was Neil. And so he'd given me an hour, which was unheard of in those days for a support act. And I went to run off stage because I've got a good reaction. And then Neil said, do an encore. And I said, well, I'm not allowed to do an encore. And he said, well, yeah, I'm telling you, you are allowed to do an encore. So I went out and did the encore. And then it went over really well. And then I came off, and Neil was standing there with that big Buffalo Bill sort of jacket, you know, with all the tassels hanging down. Mm. And he put his arm around him. He goes, so you're Ralph. You're a bad boy. Ooh. You got to let my band go to bed, man. sorry, Neil. And he goes, yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to rename my tour Ralph Never Sleeps. Not Russ Never Sleeps. Ralph Never Sleeps.
Oh, mate, that is so... is Neil... He seems pretty intense, mate.
Yeah.
Did you find Neil a good guy?
Oh, Neil was a fantastic guy. But by the time I met Neil Young, he'd really quietened down. He quietened his act down a lot. Because if you've ever read anything about Neil Young... Those Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young days were pretty out there. Just the drugs and all the rest of it. But by the time I met him, he was pretty calm. I mean, you know, like, so after that, I mean, you know, we became good mates after that. But I just had to be careful because Crazy Horse was still into partying hard every night. So I had to learn to behave myself and reel it in a bit for the rest of that tour.
Oh, I adore Neil Young. Is there anyone else like that where... our perception of them is completely different to the reality of them? Someone you could have met in the 70s or the 80s where you just can blow our perception out of the water?
Now we go back to the 60s when I was a kid and I met the Rolling Stones. Oh. And on one hand, Keith Richards was one of the loveliest human beings I've ever known, whereas Jagger was... Anyway, I won't go there.
Really? Wow.
Anyway. No, but that was a big disappointment. Now, let me think.
I've heard that Keith Richards, though, is amazing, that he is awesome, and I've seen a documentary when they were exiled to France, and he would study French every day and take his kids out to the zoo, and he was amazing. And, yeah, isn't that interesting that Mick was not as friendly?
Yeah.
Mick was actually quite hostile. Whereas the others were really lovely, you know, Bill, in the days of Bill and Charlie and everything. And I didn't really want to be part of the pop scene. And the pop scene was quite different to what I was trying to do. I was trying to, you know, align myself more with the cred sort of tribe and, that side of the room. But all around me, I mean, you know, I had to go out and tour with pop acts. And I don't think I'll name them, but all those stories you heard about with the big pop acts of the 70s are all true. Salacious. I mean, and honestly, you couldn't behave like that anymore.
Richard Clapton joining us on the show, playing tomorrow night at 20s on the greatest decade of all time. It's 1987 v 74 with Al.
Come on, 74.
Great year, 74.
That's 87.
Yeah, but 74 was a great year. Legends
74.
No woman, no cry.
Bob Marley, man. To the Guru, it's 87.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat. You know, that song got another resurgence with that salmon, that fish that you'd have on the wall would sing. That was the song it sung.
You used to get a cricket bat out to try and stop it.
Goals 92.5.
We love our city.
What's on with Nelly?
Hi, Nelly.
Go the 80s. I'm an 80s queen.
No, go the 70s.
No. Every party I have, but I haven't had one for about 1,000 years, the 80s come out at the end of the night. Best karaoke.
Oh, Nelly.
Okay, what's on the weekend, Nelly? They tell me the Madrabar show's on. It's turning 90.
It is 90 years. Happens every year, obviously, on at the Mudgee Showgrounds. A bit of a difference this show. You've got all the usual stuff like the show bags and rides and stuff, but it's more of an agricultural display show. So heaps happening. Big day on Sunday too at the Southport Sharks, guys.
Yeah.
The Gold Coast Suns, the girls, they're up against the Giants. So they play their second winter series match on the Goldie.
Yeah, get down there. Sharks have got some great specials too for their members at the moment as well. So go and check out the Sharkies. And we were there last night. Got a great new bar there at the the Mantra too upstairs, the Avery. So a good day out.
Fancy. So yeah, watch the game and then head in for a quiet one or two or three. And Bridgie, our favourite time of year, it's back, the $2 Lifeline sale.
Oh.
Whereabouts?
We love this.
Oh, we love this.
Gold Coast Convention and Exhibition Centre. It's on across both days. But yeah, everything's $2. So it's amazing.
It's ridiculous. It's just a feast of the eyeballs of just, and your hands just sifting through so much stuff. Grab it all.
Yeah, gone are the days where you can only get the passion pop, the $2 chuck. Yeah, you can get so much more for $2.
So much more. Thank goodness. Thank goodness for that.
So lots happening as always across the Goldie.
If you ever want to meet Miss Nelly, just go to the Ashy Tavern. There's a seat there in the poker room with her name on the back of the chair. Miss Nelly. Thank you, darling.
Hello to Jan. Thank you.
Okay. Yay. Coming up to 9 o'clock, it's 1 minute two. Where's Al?
I have no idea. Yes, Al could be. Yes, he's at the Club Parkwood. We've got a massive golf festival happening out there all day today. It's going to be huge. Morning, Alistair.
No, he's not there.
No,
he's
not there. He can't hear us, unfortunately. But yes, you're playing quite a few rounds.
Yes.
Or do you call it a round?
I know. Quite a few holes. One round.
Oh.
Teeing off at 12 o'clock. There's a group of us. So it's going to be an Ambrose. But there's a lot of the golf simulators and also mini putts. So we're all going to be out there throughout the day. Come down and say hello.
The bloke reading the news will be there too. Rod is next. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. This is Gold.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.